Sagt der Mishnah weiter, und sagt es er, wenn Perik Yod, Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Shimon, I'm Rabbi Shimon, says, Noisnan Lechavere. He hands them to his friend. Okay, let's remember what we learned in the previous Mishnah. We spoke about someone who's walking and he finds tefillin on Shabbos. So the Tanakhama said, take him in one pair at a time. Rabbi Gamliel says, two pairs at a time. In the Sefer, the Mishnah we learned, that let's say there are lots of pairs of tefillin over here, tied together, either pair by pair or just a big bundle, and he realizes that even if he's going to bring them in from now till the end of Shabbos, one pair at a time, he's not going to make it. There's still going to be tefillin over here when nightfall comes, Mitzvah Shabbos. So if that's the case, if one pair of tefillin at a time, or two according to Rabbi Gamliel, won't be enough to get all the tefillin in anyway, so just stay there. Mach Shechalein, the Mishnah told us, wait there until dark, or Mivian and Tzoy Shabbos, scoop it all up, Bederech Kavod, and bring it in. However, Ubesakona, we learned Mechasan, the Hoylachloi. If there's danger, so cover them and leave. The Batanura told us that really something is missing in the previous Mishnah. That's what the Gemara says, Chasurei Mechasra. And really, after the Mishnah finishes saying that if it's a sakana, just cover it and leave, if you can't stay there, so the Mishnah should read as follows. Bamed varamamurim, when do we say? Cover it and leave b'sakana shel shemad. Where the government made a gzera, you can't wear tefillin. So it would be a big sakana to be caught with these tefillin. What should he do? To put them on one by one and they're going to catch him, that's dangerous. Even if he's sitting there next to the tefillin, that could also be dangerous. So just mechasan, cover them b'haylechlai, and leave. But let's say the problem isn't the government. The problem is he's scared to be there because there are listed. There are robbers and they attack him. So then there's the different eights of him. Bring them in, pachas, pachas me'arba ames, less than 4 ames at a time. And this is what our Mishnah here, Mishnah Beis, is going to explain. How does this work? Well, the previous Mishnah seems to suggest, according to what the Gemara says really belongs in the previous Mishnah, though we don't have it, is that, look, you're chayiv two ways for carrying. Minatar, you're chayiv if you carry from Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hashayachid, Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hashayachid, and you're chayiv for carrying Dalet Amos for Rosh Hashayachid. So technically speaking, if you carry less than Dalet Amos, stop. Then again, less than Dalet Amos, stop. You're not oiver midiuraisa, so normally you wouldn't do that, but in the case of tefillin, where we have no choice, and you're scared that they'll list them, so we'll bring it in that way. Rav Shimon disagrees. Rav Shimon says he's going to get mixed up. He's going to wind up carrying it more than 4 ames. So therefore, Rav Shimon has a different etza. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, noisnan lechaveri. He should hand it to his friend. Lechaveri lechaveri. And his friend to his friend. Atche megi lechatzar achitzayna. Until they reach the outermost courtyard. Now really, once you get to the outermost courtyard, it's okay. So it's between people. And over there, we assume that it's going to be safe. How come the Tanakhama doesn't want to do it this way, friend to friend, friend to friend? This way, Taki, you don't have to worry that by mistake he's going to walk more than Dalet Amos. So, if you take a look in the Taisus Yamtiv, he brings over here from the Rabbeinu Yehinas, and that there would be a Chil Hashem, the Eini Ama Oretz. Imagine people watching this. What's this, a parade? A trick? You're passing it from one person to the other? They're not going to understand what Chazal are trying to do over here. They're going to think that it's Chil Shabbos. Mishnah Vayter V'chein Benai. Same is true, let's say, if his son was born out in the field on Shabbos, we have to bring the baby in. So, nice name, lechaveri, chaveri, lechaveri, he hands it to his friend to his friend, afila meya, even if there are 100. Vayter zok the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda says, nice adam chavias lechaveri, not only tefillin, not only a baby, but even a barrel of water, you can pass it along this way. Person can hand a barrel to his friend, his friend to his friend, and a fila chutz l'tchum. You can carry it this way even beyond the tchum of where the barrel of water was originally found. So the Batanura explains, we're talking about a barrel of water that was hefker. If it had bilim, so we paskin that a behema v'hakelim keragli habilim. They can't go any further than where the bilim themselves would be able to go on Shabbos. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that nichse hefker like kanu shvisa. So really, this barrel of water has no limitation to how far it can go. So by doing it this way, one person passing it to the other, it can go even further than the tchum Shabbos. Amrulai, so they said to him, says the Batanur, who is this Amrulai? It is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds, if you remember from earlier Mishnayos, that Nichsei Hefker are Kainan Shvisa b'makayma. Yes, my Kalim can only go where I go on Shabbos. If it's past the Tchum for me, then you can't take the Kaili past that same marker. But even a Kaili that is Hefker is also Kainan Shvisa wherever it is. It can only go 2,000 amas in either direction from wherever it is. We don't say Nichsei Hefker aren't kind of Shvisa at all, and there's no limit to where they can be taken to. Amrulai. So therefore, they said to him, that is to Rabbi Yehuda, like to Halach Zu, Yosemei Raglei Bi'olel, this should not go further than the feet of its owners. So if this had Bailam, and they did not make an Erev, they would not be able to go more than 2,000 amas. So now too, can't go more than 2,000 amas from wherever it is. And the Batanura tells us that the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. So what's Rabbi Yehuda really telling me over here with the barrel of water? Is Rabbi Yehuda saying that I hope we can be so lenient with this method of passing it one person to another, that it's not just limited to tefillin or to a newborn baby that needs to be taken care of? It could even be for a dvar reshus, even for water. Well, indeed, that's what some of the Shainim like the Ramban hold. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that for any reason, doesn't necessarily have to be a dvar mitzvah or a newborn baby that has to be taken care of, you can use this method of passing it friend to friend. But the Rabbeinu Yainasin disagrees. He says that even Rabbi Yehuda is talking about a place where this water is an emergency. There's a person who has nothing to drink, or for a sick person. That's when he says you can pass the water this way. Okay, let's quickly chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says that the tefillin that we spoke about earlier, where according to the part that's actually missing from the previous Mishnah, but the Gemara says it's supposed to be there, where it says that if there is a sakana of listim, which means he can't just stay there until it gets dark because he's scared he's going to be attacked, so he should carry it less than four amos, stop, less than four amos, stop. Rav Shimon says, no, let's do it differently. Let him pass it to a friend, and a friend to a friend, and a friend to a friend, until they reach the outermost courtyard. Rav Shimon is concerned that just to allow this person to keep walking less than four amos, he's going to forget or make a mistake and walk more than four amos. Furthermore, Rav Shimon says the same is true for his son that was born on the field of Shabbos. Pass it from one friend to the other, even 100. Rabbi Yehuda said that a person can do the same for a barrel of water, pass it from friend to friend, even outside of the Tchum. Rabbi Yehuda is referring to a barrel of water that is Hefker. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not limited to any Tchum limitation. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri would disagree. He says even if something is Hefker, it's also limited to 2,000 amis from wherever it is. And therefore, you would not be able to go past the Tchum. You can pass it maybe from one person to the other, but you can't take it outside of the Tchum.